With KSJD News, I'm Lucas Brady Woods. Colorado lawmakers concluded their legislative session last night with Republicans staging a three-hour filibuster against a bill to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. KSJD's Scott Franz has more.
Republicans took turns reading parts of the bill to filibuster, but Democrats did not budge and sent it to Governor Polis in their final act in the Capitol. It creates a new environmental justice task force and requires a state board to do outreach in communities disproportionately impacted by greenhouse gas emissions. The state board can enforce air pollution reduction targets in several industries, including oil and gas. It's a scaled-back version of another measure Democrats killed this week after Polis threatened to veto it. Republicans blasted Democrats for moving the new bill and several amendments so quickly in the final hours of the session. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
And the Cortez City Council filled its vacant seat at its regular meeting on Tuesday. The council voted unanimously to appoint longtime Cortez resident Matthew Kefauver. Kefauver has served on the city council before and is now filling the seat left empty when Amy Huckins resigned from the council in April. Also at the meeting, the council officially ended the city's state of emergency that was first put in place at the beginning of the pandemic. The state of emergency allowed for remote participation in city council meetings, but now council members will be required to conduct regular meetings in person. This is KSJD News.